Plymouth is steeped in maritime history. Sir Francis Drake is famously reputed to have played bowls here before defeating the Spanish Armada in 1588. The Pilgrim Fathers left here for America in 1620. Charles Darwin sailed from Plymouth in HMS Beagle in 1831. Nelson, Wellington and Fitzroy all have close links with Plymouth. Today, Plymouth includes the biggest naval base in Western Europe and is home to frigates, nuclear submarines and warships from visiting navies. It includes six marinas and craft of varied commercial and leisure activities and, strangely, is the location of the annual British Fireworks Championships. Keeping all these various marine users happy while ensuring the prime function as a naval dockyard is not an easy task, and it falls to the Queen's Harbour Master, Carl Necker. I went along to the Long Room Port Control Station to meet him.
The dockyard port of Plymouth has got four harbours within it, actually, and the largest one of those being Devonport Naval Base, followed up by the Catwater Harbour, ABP Mill Bay and Sutton Harbour. Back to Devonport as a naval base, it's the operating and maintenance base for nuclear submarines. It's the centre of amphibiosity for the Royal Navy. We conduct the training for all amphibious operations here, and also the amphibious LPDs are based here. Also, it's a base for Type 23 frigates and survey vessels, and a major refit facility as well. And finally, it's the home to Flag Officer Sea Training, and they conduct all the sea training for the various warfighting disciplines for ships, not only of the Royal Navy, but of other navies around the world. In addition to those I've mentioned already, we have the Royal Fleet Auxiliaries. They're the final arm of the naval service after the Marines, the surface and the subsurface. We have Serco Marine Services. There are harbour tugs, and they operate up to about 35,000 moves per year within the dockyard. Commercial-wise, Brittany Ferries operate in and out of ABP Mill Bay. We have the petrochemical tankers operating in and out of the Catwater. Some general cargo vessels as well. Plenty of fishing vessels. In fact, Sutton Harbour here is the second largest fish market in England. So we have not only base-ported fishing vessels here, but other fishing vessels coming in to use that fish market from the rich fishing grounds here in the southwest. A number of other boat tours, sea angling tour operators, the ferries of Torpoint and Cremel operate here, and then a multitude of leisure users, probably covering the whole gambit of anything you can do on the water. Sailing, motorboats, gig rowing, canoeists, stand-up paddle boarders, sea anglers, lots of divers use the rich grounds here, and also open water swimming is becoming ever more popular.
So from paddle boarders to nuclear submarines, that's a huge range.
Well, the Ministry of Defence have primacy over the waters, as in all dockyard ports, but we do try to operate collaboratively wherever possible. We've got a series of rules and regulations and special areas where different vessels can do different things with different speed limits and different limitations. And they're all outlined in the Dockyard Port of Plymouth Order 1999 and updated by various directions, which are promulgated both in local notice to mariners and also by VHF Channel 14. So anybody wanting to know what they can do, where and for how long, please consult those documents.
How do you get access to those documents?
They're all available on QHM Plymouth website.
Now, there's VTS as well as your operation. So,
yes.
So how does that work?
The Queen's Harbour Master looks after the whole of Dockyard Port of Plymouth, and that goes from around about 2 miles south of the breakwater all the way up as far as the tide flows in the four tributary rivers. Whereas the VTS area is much more localised and specialised. There's two port control stations, one here at Long Room, and that overlooks Plymouth Sound, and then another one within the Devonport Naval Base, called Flag Port Control Station, and that overlooks the Hermoz. So those two areas of water and the narrows in between, you know, they're probably the busiest, most complex, and therefore the most dangerous areas, and that's why we keep a particular control over those through the vessel traffic services.
How about VHF channels? Well, what's your recommendation for a visiting yachtsman? What channel should they be tuned to as they c- come past the breakwater.
Yeah, as soon as they come into the waters of Dockyard Port of Plymouth, please listen out on VHF Channel 14. That's our operating frequency for the Dockyard Port and is monitored at all times by VTS. And all other shipping and vessels, hopefully, will also be monitoring that. So if you need to call up anybody else or you need some sort of emergency assistance, call on Channel 14 and there should be somebody in the local vicinity or one of my staff in the port control stations to pick that up.
So if there is a vessel, a yachtsman in difficulty, he should call on 14 and not 16?
Well, either will do. You know, 16 will go through to Falmouth Coast Guard. In turn, they will alert the local lifeboat, and also they'll alert my team here at Longreen Port Control to deal with the emergency. Similarly, if you call on Channel 14, that'll alert my team. They can enlist the assistance of the Ministry of Defence police vessels that are out on the water, any of my harbour support assets, or we could look at tasking one of the Royal Navy vessels which might be here. And similarly, they can speak directly to Falmouth Coast Guard and get the assistance of the lifeboat, which is based here in Plymouth, if required.
Now, more and more leisure craft are having AIS transponders fitted. What's your policy on having the transmit facility enabled in the harbour for leisure craft?
Yeah, transmit on, please, when underway. But as soon as a vessel goes to anchor or gets alongside in the marina, then please turn it off to prevent those signals interfering with the vessels which are out and underway and actually operating on the waters of the port.
And is there anything that yachtsmen should be aware of specifically as they come into the port?
Well, as you'd expect from a large port, there's many navigational hazards, so they really need to ensure that they've checked the local chart, the most updated chart for any of those navigational hazards. As I've already mentioned, the Dockyard Port of Plymouth order, you know the speed limits, know the different areas that are in operation here and the various rules and regulations. And specifically, be aware that north of the breakwater is classified as a narrow channel under the meanings of the international collision regulations. So vessels, large vessels, which operate just on the deep water track, the main routes in and out of the port, they should be, small vessels and yachts should avoid impeding their safe passage when they're navigating in and out.
Is the port ever closed because of naval activity?
It does happen, but it's rare. You can keep up to date with any proposed closures or exclusion zones for large events, which also may occur. They'll be promulgated by local notice to mariners, so please check the website for those if you're planning on coming to Plymouth.
Now, visiting yachtsmen might be curious about the warships that are moored up here. They might want to take a closer look. What are the rules there?
Okay, there's an exclusion zone around not only Royal Navy ships, but any foreign ships that may be berthed here, and any Ministry of Defence infrastructure, so the berths or moorings or anything like that, at least 50 metres clear, please. And this is extended out to a 100 metre exclusion zone around the submarines which we have in Plymouth.
Is there anything that visiting yachtsmen, or indeed local yachtsmen, do that you wish they didn't?
Well, I think it's impeding the passage of larger vessels, whether they're just on passage themselves or if they're racing, certainly, and also failing to comply with the directions given out by my staff from the port control, particularly when we do have exclusion zones which are imposed for vessel movements or for events which are happening, particularly during the summer. And I think those are probably the main points.
Although as we look out today, it's calm, it's sunny, it's quiet, it can get dangerous.
Yeah, I'd just like to touch on safety. If I ever get the opportunity, I always just like to bang on about it a little bit. You know, for anybody that goes out on the water, anywhere, but particularly here in the Dockyard Port of Plymouth, please make sure your vessel is properly maintained, it's properly fueled, and that you've got all the necessary equipment on board to make your passage. Paddles, oars, anchors, spare fuel, flares, VHF, these are just a few of those items that you need to have with you at all times.
Carl Necker, the Queen's Harbour Master, Plymouth, with a list of sensible measures that all CA members would have taken when putting to sea. Thanks to Carl Necker and Peter Dunlop, the Port Safety Officer, for making the interview possible.